Sunday Independent reported that the ANC's NEC member Matole Motshekga is calling for the prosecution of all those implicated in the state of capture and Nkandla reports. He said the failure to do so would mean that the government was intent on subverting the constitution and trampling on the criminal justice systems. He wrote a letter to the Sunday Independent, and of course Matole Motshekga was also, of course, the ANC's former chief whip in Parliament. We say a very good evening to Dr. Motshekga. Dr. Motshekga, thank you so much for coming through to us here at Talk at 9.
Good evening, Karima.
Now, Dr. Motshekga, you say very clearly here in the letter that you wrote to the Sunday Independent, and I'm going to quote from it. You say, "What cannot be gainsaid is that there are reasonable grounds to believe that many senior ministers and officials in government may have committed serious economic crimes that require urgent investigation." What exactly do you mean? Do you mean that the Hawks must proceed and investigate and charge people if necessary, and that that is separate from the proposed Judicial Commission of Inquiry?
Yes. You see, investigations have been going on. You know, even in Parliament, we have been receiving reports. There are talks of forensic reports, like the recent PRASA case. And I think there is enough before the nation that justifies that if we are a self-respecting nation, serious about putting the interests of South African before our own interests, that we must take action. We accept that in every society there will be evil and good people, and that's why we have a criminal justice system. And it must at all times be on the alert, and it has to deal with those that undermine society.
Now, Dr. Motshekga, there has been several cases that have been opened. We have members of the opposition. I spoke with Dr. Popo Molefe, who is the current PRASA board chair. I understand that the new transport minister has... Just for listeners, just please bear with Dr. Motshekga. He's got a bit of a cold, but he's been kind enough to make time for us. Now, many of these people, including people like Popo Molefe, have taken cases of malfeasance to the Hawks. And until very recently, when Bernie Hlemeza was still the head of the Hawks, very little was done. What faith do you have in our investigative capacity, particularly under the SIU and the Hawks, to actually investigate, particularly people linked to the governing party and very senior members at that, including the president and his son and senior ministers?
You know, here reliance is not entirely put on everybody. There will be those that may have been captured by some who may want to prevent this or that, but we have seen already, if you take the leaked emails, that there are people that are closer to government or some who are in government who come out and accept that these things are authentic. And if you have such a situation, then you have a reasonable grounds to take action without fear or favor. And I think that was must be done.
Now, we have a situation where someone like the communications minister, Ayanda Dlodlo, when she was called last week by the Sowetan journalist to confirm whether she had, in fact, undertaken this trip to Dubai that was booked by Sahara and eventually paid for by Fana Tlongwa, Mane. And today we see in the Sunday Times the, you know, confidant and aide of President Jacob Zuma, Lakhela Kaunda, whom many of us as journalists have encountered over the years, confirming again what is contained in this email. So how does that square, Dr. Motshekga, with the finance minister who last week told us that he still wants to be convinced about the authenticity of the emails? I mean, surely if people are confirming what is said in these emails to have been true, people like a sitting cabinet minister, like the aide of the president, Lakhela Kaunda, how can Minister Gigaba still be saying this?
Authenticity is no longer the question. You see, in law, you may say that the evidence must be obtained legally, and you challenge the legality of how evidence was obtained. But here, we already have people who are saying this has happened. So the question of authenticity falls away. It may be that maybe some emails would be questionable, but already there is enough evidence to say that this is not a made-up story. It is a real story, and that should suffice for the law enforcement officials to act. And the people that, for instance, are confirming, they may have fallen into the trap without knowing that this was part of a commission of crime. But that must be left to the criminal justice system to deal with. We are not courts. All we are saying, there appears to be reasonable grounds that crimes are being committed against the state, and that is very serious because the people of this country have to have confidence in the government, in the criminal justice system. For them to have that confidence, action has got to be taken.
It's coming up for just about 9:15. You are listening, of course, to Talk at 9. I'm Karima Brown with you until 12 midnight. My guest tonight, ANC NEC member, Dr. Matole Motshekga. I'm also now joined on the line by the Executive Secretary of the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, Lawson Naidoo. Now, just before I get Lawson on, the Acting Hawks Head, Lieutenant General Yolisa Matakata, confirmed last week that she has instituted an inquiry on the leaking of thousands of emails between members of the Gupta family and their associates. A Hawks spokesperson, Brigadier Hangwani Mulaudzi, confirmed the inquiry was launched last week, but said they did not want to say exactly what was being investigated. We invited the Hawks to come for an interview. In fact, the acting head of the Hawks this evening to get clarity on the progress of the investigation into the state of capture at an operational level. The Hawks spokesperson said to us and advised that the unfortunately Lieutenant General Yolisa Matakata would not be available to speak with us at this stage as they are still gathering more information to assist them with the investigation. He said it would be premature of them to speak at this stage, which is why I'm of course having a Lawson Naidoo on. Lawson, good evening. Welcome to Talk at 9.
Good evening, Karima. Thank you very much.
Now, you've heard what Dr. Matole Motshekga had to say about the urgent need for criminal investigations to proceed. Now, last week you sent out a statement saying that we need the Hawks to act and they should be investigating these things and they should be verifying some of the information that is in the email, saying, well, if this is true, then this constitutes a criminal offence and therefore we have to take it further. Now, we saw last week confusing statements coming from the Hawks. On the one hand, they said they're still investigating the authenticity of the emails. On the other hand, they said they're investigating the case. We've had at least one cabinet minister confirm what is in the emails to be true. We've now got the presidential aide, Lakhela Kaunda, saying the very same thing. Have we moved past the issue around authenticity as Dr. Motshekga has suggested? Is it now just a case of basic detective work? The Hawks must get down and do their business.
Absolutely, thanks. I mean, I think I would agree with Dr. Motshekga that we are way beyond needing to verify the authenticity of these emails. I think their authenticity is now not in dispute any longer. It has been verified, as you've said, by various cabinet ministers and others that are implicated in those emails. I also think it's highly unfortunate that the acting head of the Hawks, Lieutenant General Amatakata, has not chosen to come onto this program and to clarify issues, because I think there's a responsibility on the Hawks to do that. They need to ensure that there is public confidence in the work that they are doing. We know that in the recent past, the work of the Hawks has been the subject of a significant political meddling and influence. And it's time for the Hawks to come clean and really to tell the people of South Africa exactly what it is that they are doing. The very fact that the Hawks have announced that they are conducting an inquiry into the veracity of the emails, I think is cause for concern, because that's really not what they should be doing. What they really should be doing is to be investigating some of the allegations that have emanated from those emails. Allegations that point to clear criminal conduct, the passing on, for example, of information of cabinet minutes and information from confidential cabinet meetings that is being passed on to people in the private sector. The fact that procurement regulations and processes have been openly flouted in state-owned companies. That's really what the Hawks should be investigating and focusing on and bringing to book those that have transgressed the laws of South Africa. In addition, Karima, when I wrote to the acting head of the Hawks last week,
yeah,
we also highlighted a number of other cases that have been laid with the Hawks relating to the Gupta family and President Zuma and other members of state-owned companies and other cabinet ministers over the last year or so by various political parties. Cases that have been well documented publicly, and we've asked Lieutenant General Matakata to provide us with an update, because I think people need to know exactly what has been happening, what the state of progress with these investigations are currently, and the silence from the Hawks really further undermines the integrity of the Hawks in the eyes of ordinary people, I would imagine.
Now, Dr. Mutsheha, the credibility of the Hawks is, of course, at stake here. As Lawson correctly pointed out, many people have, in fact, complained to the Hawks, and we know that they've sat on their hands. What is it that the new acting head of the Hawks need to do, in your view, to instill confidence among South Africans in their ability that they won't be used as a political pawn, that they will investigate without fear or favour?
Karima, all these institutions, including the Hawks, are accountable to Parliament, which is representative of the people of South Africa. But that is not enough. They are also accountable to the people of South Africa as a whole and directly, because if the people doubt or lose confidence in these institutions, they will be losing confidence in our constitutional system, and we can't afford that. So those who hold positions in these institutions must know that they are accountable to all South Africans, and if they are called upon to account, they must do so. They cannot just say, as Naidu is saying, that they are still investigating the authenticity. We have passed that. What are they doing about cases where the authenticity is not in doubt, where actual investigation must start? That's what we need. Get a report in which areas investigation has started, what progress are they making. The people of South Africa deserve to have that information.
Now, last week, I had the Minister of Police for more than an hour on this program, and he gave us the assurance that he will create politically the enabling environment for these institutions, the Hawks, the SIU, all the different units, to do their work without fear or favour. He's committed to come back after his first 100 days in office to give us an update. And of course, this is why this week we're focusing on the operational matters. And just to remind listeners, we did invite the acting head of the Hawks to come and participate on this program. We were told that they are not in a position to do so at the moment because it will be premature. But I think we do need a confidence mechanism from those who are operationally involved without prejudicing any of the investigations, considering the loaded political environment. But let me put the question to both of you, and I want to start with you, Lawson. If General Matakata is going to be exactly what Burning in Tlemesa has been, in the sense that they're going to sit on their hands, they're going to drag this matter out, what recourse do we have to hold the Hawks and this particular head of the Hawks accountable? Because there is a sense among citizens that, you know, because these structures have been captured to serve the purposes of a small elite, that they're not going to do anything. There's a sense of hopelessness almost.
Indeed. You know, and I think this is one of the reasons why it is so important for Lieutenant General Matakata to take the nation into her confidence, to assure us that they are actually carrying out their mandate. And whatever the Minister of Police says, the Hawks have a constitutional and legal mandate, legislative mandate, to act independently without fear or favour. We know this from the various constitutional court judgments in the various Glenister cases, firstly dealing with the disbanding of the Scorpions and then with the establishment of the Hawks, that has emphasised that this is an independent crime-fighting unit. Yes, it falls within the umbrella of the SAPS, but it has been created as an institution that has to function autonomously without political interference. And we certainly hope that that happens. And if it doesn't happen, there are mechanisms within the legislation. There is supposed to be a judge that reviews such cases where action is not taken. Now, we happen to know that position of that oversight judge is a vacant one due to a recent bereavement of the previous judge holding that position. But this is something, and this is where the minister needs to act, is to make sure that that position is fulfilled so that the checks and balances within the Hawks are in place, so that ordinary members of the public can raise their concerns about the failure of the Hawks to proceed with investigations and as I say, to provide regular reports. And yes, we accept the confidentiality of the investigations, and we don't expect them to provide us with a blow-by-blow account of the content of the investigations, but simply to assure us that things are moving forward, that progress is being made in these investigations, and that charges will be laid in a shorter period of time as possible. Because as Dr. Mocheka has pointed out, the evidence is there abundantly, and it's simply a question of the Hawks going out there, putting together a docket. And, a lot of that work has already been done by the team of investigating journalists that have been working on these leaked emails.
Now, it's coming up for 25 past nine. You are listening, of course, to Talk at 9 on a Sunday evening with me, Karima Brown. I'm with you until 12 midnight. My guests this evening, ANC-NEC member, Dr. Matole Mocheka, and the Executive Secretary of the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, Lawson Naidu. Now, we've spoken about the Hawks and the need for them to, one, provide some measure of confidence or the measure that we can have confidence in that they will investigate without fear or favour. But having said that, they are not the ones that make decisions about taking these matters to court, Dr. Mocheka. That is the job of the National Prosecuting Authority. Now, we see a situation where the National Prosecuting Authority is trying its damnedest to keep the president out of court and to prevent those reinstatement of all those corruption charges. Given their posture in that case, how do we have confidence in Sean Abrams, who's the head of the NPA, to make sure that the investigations that the Hawks come up with, that these matters are actually going to go to court?
I think here we don't have to rely firstly on any minister saying he will create a conducive environment for the SIU and Hawks to act, because that in there are provisions in the constitution and the law which requires all law enforcement officials to act without fear or favor. So they don't need anyone to help them to do that. I think the point made by Lawson is that, and yourself, is that the law enforcement officers themselves must build the confidence of the people in them, because otherwise the people will lose confidence in the criminal justice system. That would be the collapse of our constitutional order. And now whoever is the head of the NPA has also to know that there is a constitution, there is a law, and they must simply apply the law. That's what is required. But also, these institutions are accountable to Parliament. But I think that when society calls for accountability, we also should not hide behind Parliament. I think the situation is so serious now that everybody must act under the law and the constitution and do the necessary.
But leadership needs to be shown. If we have a cabinet minister such as Malusi Gigaba, who heads up the Ministry of Finance, saying, I'm not sure whether these emails are real or not, and creating that doubt. If you have the Hawk saying, yes, we're investigating the authenticity, how do we get these people to actually do what they're constitutionally obliged to do, Lawson?
You see, that's why even the law makes provision for private prosecutions, because if people who are competent to do the work are not willing to do the work, the constitution and the law make provision for alternatives. And I think people should be free to invoke the alternatives where the responsible people are not willing to act.
Lawson, your view?
That's a valid point, except, you know, one can only pursue a private prosecution on receipt of a certificate from the NPA that they will not be prosecuting a particular matter. And we know that they're not going to produce those certificates very easily. But I think it comes back also to the earlier point, and, you know, Dr. Mosheka has made the point, but Parliament must also play its role. Parliament needs to keep the pressure on, in as much as the civil society and the media are doing so. Parliament needs to keep the pressure on. Parliament needs to call the Hawks to account in Parliament, and to call them and to get them to ask questions there. They may not want to come in onto your show, Karima, but they can't refuse to go to Parliament and answer those very same questions.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. That is the Executive Secretary of the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, Lawson Naidoo. And of course, he was joined by ANC NEC committee member, Dr. Matole Mocheha.